Phoenix Creations. This is Bram.
Hey, Bram. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing very well, man. How are
you? I'm great. I'm great. Glad it's Friday, man. I'm ready for the weekend, you know? Late work day today.
Oh, dude, absolutely. I can't wait for Red Rocks, dude. I'm so stoked.
There you go, man. All right. So you said I listened to your voicemail, so you looked over everything. Everything's good to go?
Go, dude. You know, I'll be honest with you, dude. I freaking clicked on it, leased it for like 2 seconds, whatever. You know what I'm saying, dude? I've got bigger fish to fish for.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I already got everything in your account here. Okay, so let me jump over. What I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a technician to your company and get your client interview for a time that works best for you. This is where they'll go through the keywords, like all the fun stuff, you know, color scheme, website, social media ads, et cetera. What's that?
Google Workspace, right?
Yeah, Google Workspace, too. They go over that as well. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's additional, right? Like, it's, I believe, $19 monthly, and then there's, like, a $99 setup fee. So they go over all that in the client interview with you.
Yeah, so it'll be, like, $450 and then $320 a month. Yeah, whatever, man.
It's
all good, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but for me, I just charged the $299 to get it started, and then they'll go over that with you. Because in that interview, you'll pick your domain, too, and then they'll let you know the availability for the workspace for the domain as well. You know,
we can get this ball rolling.
Yeah. Let's do it. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Bram Creedon on the card, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah. No, you could use Venus Creations LLC, but just use Bram Creedon. Neither one of them works. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And the billing address, is it the same 422 22nd Place?
Yep. East 22nd Place, Loveland, Colorado, 80538. That's correct.
Oh, East 22nd Place. Okay, I'm glad I asked that. Let me change that on the over here, too. Give me 1 second. There we go. How do I take the East out? Okay, I just manually did it. Okay, and the card you're going to be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's Visa.
All right, ready for that card number when you are.
Cool. It is 4802-0930-0732.
All right.
2941.
Expiration.
It expires on 1/29.
All right. And the CVC code?
010.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assign the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now.
Cool.
Heads up on the voice verification. It'll ask you a few questions already asked, okay?
Got
it. All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Venus Creations, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Bram Creedon, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. And, okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do agree.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do agree.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is April 12th, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime, by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot.
Yep.
All right, so client interview, we're going to have to do Monday because our tech team's off. What time works best for you on Monday? They have a 10 a.m., 11 a.m., a 12 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, and the last one that day is a 3 p.m.
Let's do 11.
All right, 11 o'clock, perfect.
Yeah, all right. Something here really quick before we keep going and get it set or I'll forget.
All right.
Monday the 15th, 11 o'clock.
Yes, sir, and I'm sending you an email calendar invite right now, too, so you'll have that.
Perfect.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to be automatically triggered an email reminder and a text reminder as well, so you'll know it's coming, okay?
Okay.
And the way this appointment works is they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I call you first to introduce you to the technician,
okay.
But I have a I'm off that morning. I have a dentist appointment, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's not going to be fun. But I'm back in at 1 p.m. that day, okay? So just a heads up,
okay.
If you need to call me, you know, I'll be in at that time, okay?
Gotcha.
So they'll call you from our 877 number, and it's just basic info. They'll go over keywords. They'll ask you if you have a slogan, main goal for your clients, yada, 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 you know? I'll put a note in here, too, for them to really hit that Google Workspace with you, too. That way you get that completed on that call, okay?
Okay, that sounds good, yeah. And then the other thing that I was really, you know, that I was really wanting to get a jump start on and stuff is, you know, I know it takes you guys 7 to 14 days to get that website domain and all that good stuff set up and taken care of for me. And so, you know, I would really like to hop on that process, obviously, Monday and get that ball rolling as soon as possible. That way I can link it into my house profile. And
perfect.
Then, you know, I would like for you guys to, you know, obviously I'm going to be, moving some stuff around, et cetera, et cetera. But, I'd like to fire that Yelp deal back up again and then, you know, link in my Yelp, my house.
Perfect.
You know, if I end up going through the thumbtack thing and then they're fucking exorbitant fees, you know, I'll end up, I would like to keep you guys posted on all that stuff too. So everything's all in one place, nice and organized, you know what I mean?
Right.
So just to add up on that, you know, I'd really like them to have that house thing incorporated with the deal so that I can get that information, put it on my house page. You guys have it. So either way, whatever they land on, they're able to go to the different states, different sites, and get that taken care of, you know, and in terms of getting involved in some of my work and stuff.
I agree, 100%. So I'll put all your directories on list for them so they know, okay? We can't link the house to your tracking system, unfortunately, but we can link Yelp, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm gonna, you know, the house thing is just really what I use to build all my estimates and you know, have my paperwork and stuff taken care of.
Yeah, like the CRM on it, right?
Basically. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a, like, do you schedule on that as well? Is that how it works?
I would like to, not yet though.
Not yet. Okay. Because we can add a scheduling feature. So the website comes with a scheduling feature, right? But if you have like something that you're already scheduling on, our website department, they can link that to your website to make it easier on you. So if you end up ever doing that through house or have like your own link, just let us know and we'll change the link out on the website itself. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And I think and like I was telling you before, I think I would probably prefer to have that be phone call based.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That way I get everyone forwarded over in that sense, you know, to me or my guy who can handle the phone call and stuff. So, but
okay.
No, I definitely appreciate that and I'll explore those options in the future. And you know what I mean? That sounds good to me. I think the last thing that I was really worried about, too, is you guys were talking about, you know, doing optimized targeted ads on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was just curious before, you know, I jump into all that stuff. Do you guys have an ad budget for that or what format does that operate off of?
We do. So in the $299 monthly, there's $100 of that is allocated towards the social media ads each month. You could obviously always increase that. You know, you can even decrease it if you're like, hey, you know, I'm good on social media. Let's do Google Ads or Google Guarantee or whatever. But basically, you have out of the $299 monthly, each month $100 is allocated towards the Meta ads.
Okay, cool. And, you know, it's fantastic. I'm going to obviously, like, for me, I'm just going to leave you guys to do what you guys do. It's your platinum package. This is how you guys find success. So, you know, I'm going to leave that in your more than capable hands. I think that was really my only other question, dude.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, our Facebook, our social media department, I mean, like, they're amazing. It's ran by Kyle and Lydia, and you'll love them. They do such a good job over there. You'll love
cool,
it.
Awesome.
Now, we don't, just to clarify those, so we don't post on the Facebook page, right? Because the only people seeing that are, like, people that are following you. So what we do is we do the retargeted ads to attract people that, like, are not following you, right? So if you post on it already, you want to keep doing that. Do you have a business Facebook page already?
They're going to have to set all that up for me. You know what I'm saying? I'll leave that to you guys. I'll communicate with them. We'll figure all that stuff out, Meta, advertisement, yada, yada. So, you know, we can work through that in the future for sure. And, you know, I'll let them do that. And if it's, you know, again, I can have, you know, my guy handle posting some stuff if that's going to attract more clientele. But obviously, you know, I think initially, really, I just want to have this stuff set up on Google. People can find me. You know, I've had multiple clients in the past be like, hey, dude, where do I leave you a 5-star review? And I'm like, haha, you don't, you know.
Right.
And like, can I tell my friends? And I'm like, maybe later, but please don't do that now because I'm already swamped. So,
right. So we're going to also, we're going to set you up a QR code for reviews. So, we have to have the Google page live for that, but you'll have a request review tool and they'll custom make you a QR code too. A lot of my clients put it like on their business cards or they just have it digitally that they can send to their clients too. You know?
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly what I'm hoping for. Yeah.
All right, and the Facebook page, just so you know, I found your personal page. We don't, like, go into your personal page at all. What we're going to do, though, is they'll send you a ownership request for your business Facebook, okay? That way you own the page.
Yeah.
We're just adding on.
Remember that Facebook that's on that Zenith Creations Facebook, that is not me. That's that other company out in Washington or whatever.
No, I know. So, I know. I went into it right now, and I found out that wasn't you, so I found your personal page. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Windows and doors, right, on it?
Yeah. I'm going to set up a deal. So, you know, I would leave that off for right now. I'm going to set up a separate deal on there specifically for the business that I'll register under that sense.
Okay.
So I'll handle that. I can probably get that taken care of this weekend or, you know, in the morning on Monday or something like that.
Okay, so I'll just put, you're going to create the business page then, and then you'll just have to share that link with us, okay? That way they have it. But if you don't want to create it, though, we do that all the time. So all we do is create a business page, and then we send your personal page ownership request. You click accept, and then you could toggle from your personal and business page when you go into Facebook, you know?
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. I'll set the thing up.
Okay.
I'll figure it out with them. Sorry, I'm just in the middle of
you're good, brother.
Some business stuff. Yeah, so definitely got to hop back to that, but... No, that sounds great. If you could notate that in there, I'm going to get that taken care of. I'll speak with them, you know, on Monday, and we'll work out all the kinks and stuff of that.
Perfect. Okay. And then last thing, too, are you able to pull up your emails right now, or are you, like, on a job or something? You are? Okay.
Yeah, I'm at my desk. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So do me a favor. You got three from Local Splash Support. The first one I want you to pull up, it's titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. Let's see here. Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yes. Okay. Cool. When you pull that up, it's going to have the fifth line down, there will be like a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, please click here. Yeah, let's see it.
Okay. So when you click that, it's going to take you to your terms of experience. Okay. This is going to have everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. The only thing that will not be on there, or that's on there that's not included, is Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Those are upgraded services. Google Ads is a pay-per-click campaign. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. And I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up. So we kind of go, like, we want to see how you do on the Platinum first. And if you want to increase like click or lead flow in the future, we have those two options for you to do. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah, and I think that's definitely where I would like to start off with all that stuff. Obviously, the technicians that are going to handle that are going to be able to guide me in the right direction for
100%.
What's going to be what I really want to pull. I think it's going to be good to have me established and on there before I start digging out for a bunch of, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of clicks or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you need it at this time, but in the future at some point, because we want this to be a long-term marketing solution, if you do need it, you have the option to upgrade to those type of things, you know?
Cool. So I said I'll keep fine, and then it took me over to Local Splash username password.
Yes. Okay, so I want to show you how to always get there, though. So go ahead and go out of that screen and go back to your emails, okay?
Okay. Yep.
And you're going to see, go to the welcome to Local Splash email.
Got it.
Okay. So what you're going to see when you pull that up, you're going to scroll down a little bit and it's going to have your username and password.
Okay.
What I want you to do though is go ahead and click that link, my.localsplash.com, and I'll give you the username and password over the phone, and then you'll be able to save it basically. Okay.
7498, and what is it? Internet net use or something?
Net internet, all lowercase letters, all one word.
Okay, log on, bro.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, we're working on your account.
Yeah, so you're going to, everything's pretty much blank. Basically, 2 to 3 days or business days, we have everything filled in on there. But what you can get a jump on is you'll see if you want to add some photos, click here. When you click on that, it's going to take you to the bottom of your business profile where you can add all your pictures. Okay.
It just took me out of that thing. Hold on. So where do I get to it from the menu here?
Go to business info.
Okay. Business info. Got it. Copy that.
And then scroll down to the bottom and you'll see photos, media.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Last email, and this is really the most important one, too. So go back to your emails. There's going to be one titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Okay?
Okay.
And let me pull it up, too. Okay. So these are not pictures that we use on your website or your Google listing or Facebook. Mm-hmm. These are pictures we use for an advanced verification on Google to get you priority placement.
Okay.
So what you're going to want to do, you're going to see a list of things on there. Tools and your equipment, work vehicle, business license insurance, business card, yada, yada, yada. Okay.
And then one thing I got for you here, in the state of Colorado, it's not required for a painter.
Yeah, to have a license, right?
Right. Okay.
So it's no worries. We send this to all clients, no matter where they are and what their vertical is or category, So don't worry. So what I was going to say, anything you have on there, submit it.
Yeah.
Anything you don't, just skip it. Okay?
Okay. Do I just reply to this email here?
No, you're going to click the link. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. It's like a blue hyperlink.
Yeah, click on that.
Yep.
Okay.
And then it'll have a form where you can add the files into.
Okay. Copy that. Okay.
All right. And that's the last one. So just play around with it over the weekend, but we submit those directly to Google for verification, and they'll make sure to get everything set up properly on Monday. I got you in at 11 a.m., right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And then, one last thing that you might want to add in there for the people dealing with the Google side of things is, there was the one deal for Venus Creations that I tried to make. The Google was like, oh, we need all this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so then I hired someone to do it, and they tried to make a separate one to try and link those two together. And I think I ended up closing one out for them to do the other thing. And so I don't know if that's still up there or whatever. They may have some issue with that. Obviously we're going to have to figure it out when you guys submit this information. So
James handles that department. I'll send him a message directly, but he deals with that type of stuff all the time. So I'm sure it wouldn't be an issue, but, it's good to make him aware. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you bringing that up 100%. Okay.
Sweet.
All right. Any questions for me in the meantime?
Nope. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations, brother. You have a great weekend, and, they'll call you on Monday. Again, I'll be in the office, at 1:00. Okay.
Okay, sounds good, man. Good luck with the teeth.
Yeah, man, I'm not looking forward to it. It's like a deep cleaning, and like my wife told me, she's like, why don't you just take the whole day off? I'm like, nah, dude.
I don't know what that means.
But whatever. So yeah, 1 o'clock. Hopefully, I can talk. You know.
If I got any questions, I'll make sure to make you do a bunch of ad libs.
Oh, I got you, brother. Yep, for sure. I'll be all gums, no teeth. All right.
All right, man. You have a good one.
You too, brother. All right, bye.
All right.